Episode 692 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. This is Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for Job Search Coaching HQ.com, and the host of this show. Welcome. It's Saturday. I know you want to relax a little bit, but the truth of the matter is listening to the show takes a few minutes, and it's going to help you get productive on your interviews. So this is one of those tough interview questions. Shouldn't be tough, but for a lot of folks, it's a stumper. So I hope you find the show helpful. Give it 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher, and then subscribe to my other show, which is called Job Search Radio. No BS Job Search Advice Radio this year is focused on interviewing. My other show, Job Search Radio, is focused on everything else related to job search. It appears on webtalkradio.net, Stitcher, iTunes. You'll find that there are 2 shows with that name. One has a picture of 2 guys on the thumbnail, and then there's that lovely picture of me. So come over and subscribe. Hope you find today's show good, and let's get going. I'm back with more tough interview questions, another one of them. Now, I'm of the belief that what are called tough interview questions really aren't that hard. It's just you're unprepared for them. So I do them in an effort that you have a chance to hear them in advance, get an idea of one of the ways to answer the questions, and can practice before you actually go on an interview. So today's tough interview question is, do you meet the requirements of the job? What a joke. Now, what they're really asking you is, how do you meet the requirements of the job? It may not be obvious to them, or they're giving you an opportunity to sell yourself. Either way is fine. But when you hear that question, you just basically respond by saying, yes. And you start rattling off your experience as to how it relates to what they're looking for. So as I recall, you're looking for someone who has 5 years of this, 6 years of that. And you know, in point of fact, I have 7 years of such and such background, 12 years in the other area. And then you talk about some of the other assets you could bring into the job. So again, part of what you're doing is demonstrating that you recall what it was that the job was called for, and then matching up your background against it and demonstrating the fit. Now, if they get to one of those areas where your knowledge is not perfect, is it, you know, as I recall, you were looking for 3 years of this. I have 2. So, you know, if you find that's a problem, I apologize. You know, we can go, shake hands and move on. But I do think I have a strong background in this, and I can demonstrate in the course of the interview. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a couple of ways that you can engage with me. The first one is connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention when you reach out to connect that you listen to the show. I enjoy finding out who my fans are. Next, if you're an executive and you're interested in job search or leadership coaching, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the phrase executive job search coaching or leadership coaching. I'd be happy to help you in either way. I want to be clear, I'm not a recruiter. I'm a coach, helping you play bigger, having a set of eyes and ears on your circumstances so that you don't make mistakes that are costly. If you're not an executive, the best way to engage is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I have the best of my information there. Plus, you can ask me questions throughout your job search. I'll answer them. It'll help you. It'll help other people. There's going to be a community of individuals there that you can also get advice from. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.